Welcome to the Business Vitality Podcast. My name is Catherine Canty. I am the host and an executive coach. I work with teams, individuals, and leaders to help create measured leadership change. We do that using practical applications, and our clients are creating 100% measured results as seen by those around them. Not necessarily what I think or what they think, but what the other people are seeing. And they are being recognized for the hard work that they're doing. If you're interested in learning more about some of the work that we're doing, you can learn more at CatherineCanty.com. I would love for you to subscribe to this show, to Business Vitality. This is my way to continue to pay it forward and share business best practices. Stay tuned and listen to the interview. Thanks for being here.
Hi, my name is Catherine Canty, and I'm your host for the Business Vitality Podcast. Today, I'd like to jump right in and share a solo episode of what I have been learning and what I have been helping other people, other business owners around me with. And today's topic is all about how to create a $75 membership for people who are maybe in a startup or a transition mode. It is for creators. It is for small business owners. It is for people who have the knowledge, they have some followers, and they're constantly answering questions for other people around them. And so I think if you already have a really strong following, I think this is going to be a great opportunity for you to be able to capture some opportunity and some growth on your business side. And this could actually work for somebody who's thinking about starting a business and they kind of want to step into some waters and maybe have a side hustle before they fully commit. So I have a lot of people that come to me, they're in corporate or maybe they already own a small business and they're just looking for ideas to scale. And I think this can apply to anybody in that realm of you have knowledge, you have a network, and you're constantly answering questions that keep popping up. So today's focus is going to be, it's around business vitality. And business vitality is you've got to keep creating. You have to continue to find ways to evolve within business if you're going to stay relevant, if you're going to stay vital in business. And so I'm going to share some basic numbers. I'm going to share some basic processes. I'm going to share some basic concepts that I think that you'll be able to walk away with and you'll be able to implement. I'm very action oriented. And I just wanted to go ahead and kind of share what the conversation was earlier today. So this is going to be an episode, just me talking, looking at my notes, because I try to capture this so we can kind of stay online and stay on task because we don't have a lot of time. But this episode is going to be about how to build a lean, profitable online teaching model without having to hire somebody to do video, without having to spend thousands of dollars on tech, without having to build something robust, without, you know, even knowing if this concept works. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. And what I want to be able to share with you, which is something that I learned from one of my very first business coaches, and just in life, sometimes I listen to business coaches and sometimes I have to go out and just learn on my own. But this concept works time and time again. And the concept is do not overbuild. Do not overbuild. Do not go out there and build something and then pray that somebody's going to buy it. What you need to do, or what I like to do, is to be able to assess the market and see if there are actual buyers out there. And what we want to do is, in this scenario, we have Stacy, the artist, and Stacy, the artist, creates these amazing oil landscape portraits, like huge, maybe 5 feet, 6 feet, you know, in scale. They're enormous. They're gorgeous. They're breathtaking. They're time consuming. How in the world can Stacy take something that's very time consuming and is, you know, a passion and a talent, but like, how do you scale that? Because not everybody can afford Stacy's art. Not everybody can have wall space that's of great abundance. And some people are a little curious. They're like, well, I mean, Stacy makes this look easy. Can't I do this too? Or maybe, you know, we're starting to grow as our own person and we're beginning to realize we kind of want to get into oil painting. We kind of want to learn a little bit more about this. And it's kind of a fun outlet as we learn to grow ourselves too. So Stacy has a proven business creating amazing custom pieces of artwork. She's also teaching these in-person workshops. But as every small business owner knows, we only have so many hours in the day. So how in the world do we scale something like this? How do we take our 24 hours in the day and figure out how to make this work for more people who love Stacy to be able to have maybe an hour of Stacy's time, to be able to learn from Stacy, to ask Stacy questions? And this Stacy could be you. You probably have people who are asking you these questions about your area of expertise. And so, you know, let's think about it. You know, do we, with an online course, do we really want to build a 12-month online course before we even go and sell to one person? And I want to let you know, we got to keep it simple. We got to get back down to the MVP, minimal viable product. And what we need to do is only record about 2 hours and an hour or so. And then we can look at editing and then we can brand it. And then we can pray for somebody to buy this thing. We don't really need to do all that. What I really would love for Stacy to do is actually go take this course and announce that it's going to be available in 30 days or 60 days, whatever you're comfortable with. But we're going to sell this service first. We're going to sell this course first. And then we're going to validate what that demand is. And so if we can validate, oh my gosh, I've got 30 people that actually want to pay me, are paying me right now. Actually, the best one is you sell the outline of the course, sell the idea of the course, collect the payment, announce, you know, put the course out there in 30 days and go ahead and start running with this engine. You already have this expertise. It is only complex for the people around you. You know how to teach this. You know how to put the colors together. You know what palettes work. You know how to do this with, you know, one hand tied behind your back. You know how to do this with a blindfold on. Nobody else knows how to do this. Nobody else has your expertise. So come up with whatever this course is going to be. Let people know that it is going to go live in 30 days. See how many of these that you can sell. That's going to validate the demand of the course. And then you're going to be able to build this course month over month to help generate some income. So for Stacy, I'm a numbers person. I like numbers. Numbers pay the bills. So, and numbers are important for small business owners and large corporations. So let's think about it. Stacy, the artist, amazing, talented artist, sells crazy expensive art that, you know, not everybody can afford all of this. So what if Stacy creates a monthly membership for $75? $75 a month to learn about Stacy and her art and to be within her network would be amazing. And then what we could do is within the $75 a month, that's just automatically debited from the credit card, then what they'll do is they'll have one new painting every month. As Stacy is planning for this, Stacy only needs to have one or two paintings in the pipeline. So she doesn't need to come up with 12. Like, don't get overwhelmed with the detail. Don't fully build this thing out. There's a small chance that this thing could flop. So do you want to build out 12 months worth of information? Or do you want to just stick to maybe a 30, 60, 90 day plan and figure out if it works? You know, test small and build. So $75 a month, and then create one painting that's released on the first of the month, and then let people be able to get the paint supplies or whatever they need to do to create this art from the video. Within the video, it will explain that you're going to need certain colors, you're going to need certain canvases, you're going to need certain palette knives. All that will be included in the course. The attendees will have 3 weeks to work on the painting, so they can take the paintings as slow or as fast as they want to go. It's on their own time schedule. There's a lot of busy professionals out there. There's a lot of people who stay at home and raise families, and they just have time late at night for an hour or two. So this online platform community is going to help these people meet them where they are with their own life. They have 3 weeks to work on this painting. My suggestion to Stacy is make this community a little bit more intimate in the sense that maybe it is the first, I don't know, not you release the painting on the first of the month. They have 3 weeks to work on it. Possibly, I don't know, the third week, make it reoccurring every Monday, the third Monday of the month. We'll do a Zoom call. People submit questions ahead of time. Stacy can review the questions and begin to see if there's a theme. Stacy can teach for maybe the first 45 minutes on this Zoom call of what kind of questions came through. And then the next 45 minutes on this group Zoom call with her community, she could just open it and she can just talk about whatever kind of questions may pop up. So with this monthly membership, at the beginning of the month, you get your art painting with your instructions. You get all your instructions of what you need to buy. You get the actual course of what you need to do. The third week in the month, you get a live 90-minute session with Stacy herself. Send questions in ahead of time. Stacy can prepare, have some open-ended questions at the end. It's all done through Zoom. So if you're Stacy and you're the business owner, you know, you can pick up a Zoom membership, a Zoom subscription that's not too costly. And you can put together a course of things that you're already talking about with everybody in the universe anyway. And you're probably repeating yourself. So like, let's go ahead and compartmentalize this and create a course. So when you think about this overall, let's not overbuild this thing. Let's not create 12 months worth of content, videos, editing, scripts. We don't have to create all of that. We just need a simple idea with minimal cost, minimum production, and maximum access. You've got tons of people that are probably coming to you and they want to learn about your services. This is one way to be able to do that, to be able to scale a business when you only have 24 hours in the day. So what we talked about next was, you know, how do you really dig into the lean concept? Like, how do you really minimize this thing? And I think this applies to any small business owner. What we probably default to, and which is what I heard, and which works for plenty of people, I just like to kind of look at things in a different way. A lot of people will hire a videographer, which is totally fine. But if you're a small business owner, you have limited time, you probably don't have a lot of money and resources, and you're just looking to get stuff done. So instead of hiring a videographer, filming for a 60 or 90 minute class every single month, and then paying someone to actually go in there and edit and slice it, I want you to consider doing something else as a business owner. Consider teaching in 5 minute blocks. And you might think some teachers are long-winded or some people don't have enough to say. There's something in between probably is where we all end up going. But if you can teach in 5 minute blocks, sketch out, you know, what are some topics that you want to make sure that you can cover? And you want to be able to get a clock that's going to count down in the background. So get your lighting, get your camera going, and then get a countdown clock. It could be your iPad. It could be your cell phone, but just get it to count down and take 60 minutes of what it takes to paint this painting and break it down into 5 minute blocks. It could be as simple as, you know, we're going to talk about what the painting is going to be today. That's 5 minutes. We're going to talk about what paint colors we need to have for today. That's 5 minutes. We need to talk about what palette knives we're going to need today. And that's 5 minutes. All this stuff begins to build up, and everybody, what you think is so obvious is not obvious to everyone else. That's why we're taking your painting class. I don't know what color blue to use in these paintings. I don't know what kind of palette knife I'm going to need in these paintings. So break this stuff down, because as somebody who may be taking the class, I may only have an attention span for 5 minutes, and I can watch the paint, you know, how to buy the paint colors. And that may just be enough for me today at lunch. I can run out, get the paint colors, and jump back in. But if I have a 60-minute video for me to watch, I'm not going to remember, was that at minute 11 or 27 when she was talking about the paint colors? So just create, you know, your kind of a 60-minute guideline, and then have 5-minute videos and just stick to the topic. Let the clock kind of run out, 5 minutes for each one of those, and then have your virtual assistant take these files, these 5-minute files, and we want them to label them very clearly. We can use a number convention. We can say, you know, file 1.1, whatever it is, 1.2. One is just simply, you know, this first video. And then within the video, there's going to be different sections, and each section is going to be 5 minutes. So let your virtual assistant do what she does best, which is compile this stuff, organize it, put really great, strong labeling around each video. And then your virtual assistant can take this and upload it to a platform. You can upload it to Teachable or another platform, whichever one makes you most comfortable. Personally, I have found that Teachable is affordable for someone that's starting out. It is not complex. There's plenty of other solutions out there where you can spend a couple hundred dollars a month, and it's going to take you a little bit of a learning curve to figure it out. So go easy, go quick, keep moving, stay viable in business. And so upload these 5-minute videos, get your VA to upload them into something like a Teachable platform. They're going to create, you know, the module titles. So little module titles for each video that you have out there, and then let them be able to possibly use ChatGPT just to be able to write some basic descriptions. Really what we want to do, Stacy is the art teacher. We want you to teach, and then we want you to just keep creating, and we want your virtual assistant to be able to take as much as they can from these videos and be able to implement it into Teachable and make it searchable and to be able to have clear titles so you have the time to keep creating. So why this works is you don't have long editing sessions. You're not paying someone to edit these videos. Each file is going to be very searchable. It's going to be very easy to index, and it's going to be very easy to clip for social media. So if you actually wanted to take maybe a segment like video 1.2, you're talking about paint colors, and you want to just take that video, you can take this little 5-minute video and be able to put it in some social media, or you can take the 2-minute video and snip it down even further and be able to maybe create some kind of clip that works on Instagram or whichever platform you want to use. Tools that I have found that have helped me just over the years be able to create some content was Opus Clip and StreamYard and Grain. Those have been super helpful. You can generate super short clips. It creates its scalability. You can create Instagram Reels. You can create shorts on YouTube. You can repurpose all this content for tons of marketing purposes. So you can even build playlists on YouTube. You can create subcategories of all this stuff. Indexing the file is going to make your life easier. And as an artist or as a business owner, it might just be too much detail. So give that to your virtual assistant who specializes in labels and indexing and organization, and let them run and fly with this stuff. Your job as a business owner, or Stacy as the artist, is to create and to love your clients and to love the community that you've created. And so work tightly with your virtual assistant, with your right arm there, and let them be able to take this and be able to run with it. Now your teaching is allowing to expand in a new direction of marketing for your business, which is pretty, I think, exciting. So if we pivot now, let's just look at some more numbers, the financial model of this all. If Stacy charges $125 for a class, in-person class, there's only so many days that she can teach. There's only so many hours she can teach. And so if we look at this new model that we can begin to layer in, let's just say the model is $75 a month. Every month, there's going to be a new class. It's going to be new content that she doesn't have to create, that Stacy, you don't have to create until probably 30 days before the class starts. So you're not building a universe. You're just building pieces that begin to layer onto one another. So for $75 a month, they get one new class at the start of the month, and it's an ongoing access. You'll have ongoing access. You'll have live professional artist feedback for your community. You'll be able to have them dial in. You can make the recording available in case they miss it. You can email it to them. You can keep it within maybe the Teachable platform, whichever platform you choose to use. But you're creating this community, this environment, this inclusivity, this education, this excitement around what you've already found exciting and that you love about. So if we look at some numbers, and let's just say we want to have 100 members, which is not a whole lot of members, but it's warm and it's happy and it's just a great group of people. So if you can have 100 members and it's $75 a month, you're looking at $7,500 a month. If you want to annualize that, it's $90,000. $90,000 is a significant line item of reoccurring income year over year. And even in the beginning, if you don't get 100 of these clients, let's just say it's 50. 50 times 75 is $3,750 a month. When you annualize that number, again, $45,000 for teaching these classes. And when you teach these classes, you are creating one structured teaching day a month. You can create all this content within one day out of the month. You can have 90 minutes of teaching time. You can record your video. You may or may not need a videographer at this point. You capture this information. And so for working one day out of the month, 12 days out of the year, you can generate anywhere from $45,000 to $90,000 a year. To me, that is business vitality. So as I was wrapping up this quick visit with Stacy, this amazing artist, I started thinking about, oh man, she should have a founding club. Everybody loves to be a founding member of a community. So, you know, maybe we call this Stacy's Secret Art Club. And these are the founding members. And you can ensure that the first, 50 people, the first 50 founding members, they get prices locked in at $75 a month from here until eternity ends. They become a founding member status, and maybe you have a cocktail party for them once a year just to celebrate them and the love that you have for each other with everybody's love for art, and possibly add a $75 art kit supply. So I don't know, what would you put in an art kit supply? So I came up with some ideas on that. You know, maybe it's some really great professional grade oils that maybe might be hard to come by. Could be just an oil painting starter set. Maybe it's a couple of brushes that you know that are just like staples in your life. It could be palette knives, canvases, varying sizes of canvases, a mixing palette, a brush cleaner, you know, a shop rag bundle. I don't know, paper towel, roll of paper towels. We all know if you do oil painting, you need a lot of paper towels. So Stacy could be coming up with like a color mixing guide. That could be all part of this founding member package. When you become a founding member, you become, you know, part of another part of this exclusive group. Your pricing gets locked in, $75 a month forever. You get this package of art supply, and you get to be a part of an annual event that Stacy hosts at her studio. Again, just to be able to show off art and kind of share what's coming up. What this does, creating this founding membership, is it creates urgency. It rewards early adopters. It makes members feel invested, and it helps cash flow at the launch. And we all love to be able to remain viable with cash flow. And so as you're beginning to launch and to build this and beginning to work the kinks out of the systems and the processes, this is a pretty nice way to be able to create some inflow, some cash inflow, as you're beginning to build these processes that will begin to get easier over time and be able to get repeatable and just smooth out over time. So we want to think about, you know, how do we streamline this? How can we go ahead and create some sense of urgency? And we do that creating a founding group of members. So as we start to think about platforms, I've mentioned Teachable. Personally, I've researched some different platforms. Teachable, I have found, is extremely, extremely affordable. It's simple. It's like drag and click simple. So it's simple for me. It doesn't require any kind of complex funnels. You know, it just made it easy for me to be able to do my own MVP. You know, a lot of people like Kajabi. I think it's fantastic. But in the beginning, I just didn't have $200 a month that I wanted to invest in a platform to see if I could build a community. So for me, in this scenario, I'm just trying to build bare bones, and I've been able to do it personally with a Teachable platform. And there's so many other platforms out there that you can use. So do your own research, feel, you know, what is the right thing? What is the right vibe for you? I've personally seen some art teachers that have used Teachable. I've seen some that have used Kajabi, and there's countless more out there. So you do what works best for you. As we begin to wrap this up, I just want to be able to share, you know, the first thought that Stacy had with this was, let's just do a $40 or $50 class. The problem with that is it's going to be hard to scale. You're going to be onboarding and offboarding. You're going to be like building this up. You're going to have people pivoting out. And really, you want the consistency of a community. And you want that community to continue to grow like it has been growing with you for all these years. And so instead of just doing a one-time event and loading up the internet with one-time events, Create reoccurring and skill-building events. Create a community-based event. Create a surprise-based event, because Stacy is going to surprise you every single month with a new piece of artwork, and she's going to create it from wherever she is in her life. And so she'll be able to share kind of the journey that she's going on through her art, and you're going to be a piece of it as a consumer of her community. So think about this as a business owner. And I use Stacy in the art as an example today of how you can create business vitality. You can have high ticket prices. You can have classes. You can have communities. And if you have already established that you have the knowledge and the area of expertise, if you already have the followers in the network and people are already asking you these questions over and over again, I strongly suggest you walking away from a one-time class and start building the community that your community is already begging for and asking for, because they want to have a piece of your time. If you have more questions, if you have more ideas, you want to hear more about this kind of stuff and things that I'm learning and working with other people in the community with, feel free to reach out to me. I love to get your feedback. And I'm Catherine Canty. I'm the host of the Business Vitality Podcast. I love to help businesses stay vital, and this is just one way. And I think this is applicable to a lot of small business owners that are out there. They want to figure out how to scale. It could be somebody that's in corporate and they want to figure out, you know, how do I get out of corporate? You can create these courses. This is all of your content that you've been able to collect and learn over the years. You will be very surprised how much knowledge you have, and you will be extremely surprised how you can dumb this stuff down for the rest of us who don't fully understand everything that you do about art, about business, about things that are out there. So I encourage you to kind of dig deep inside of you as a business owner and ask, what is it that everybody keeps asking me about? And is there a need? Can I expand my community and even serve them further? So thank you so much for being here. I wish you the best, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the episode. If you like it, please subscribe, share this episode or this show with other people around you. The greatest form of a compliment is a referral. I really appreciate them. And if you think that you want to learn more about some of the work we're doing, I encourage you to reach out to CatherineCanty.com. You can schedule a call or just continue to read articles and information that we post out there. Thank you so much for being here.